Hello there, it's Jenny HK here, founder of the Lifestyle Design Studio. And wherever you are, I'm absolutely delighted you're here and really do appreciate your time. Now, the Lifestyle Design Studio exists to help you create a lifestyle business where you get to create income streams that are going to support your lifestyle priorities, whatever they may be. Now, if you've been through my Six Pillars of Lifestyle Freedom video series, which is a complimentary training session that you can access from my site, you'll know that one of those six pillars that I believe to be essentially is your energy and productivity, the pillar that's all around energy and productivity. If you don't get this right, then you've got very little hope of being a successful lifestyle entrepreneur with a sustainable lifestyle business. So tonight I am absolutely delighted to have a guest with me that's going to help you do just that. Increase your productivity levels to a level that you've never experienced before. So how do I know this? Well, for starters, I have his system myself, and from day one, I've definitely got more done. But more than that, I know exactly how much this guy gets done in one day, and I'm honored to have him in my mastermind group, and I can testify that he is officially a machine. My guest tonight is Simon Jordan. Simon has spent the last 24 years in marketing, advertising, working with clients such as Sky, Virgin, Nike, BMW, Porsche, BBC, just to name a few. And then back in 2009, Simon went on to set up his own consultancy as a small business marketing expert and strategist. He now manages to host his TV, online TV show, SimonJordan.tv. He also is the author of How to Skyrocket Your Business. And not only that, he's an international speaker and a marketing mentor to many. And to just throw into the mix as well, to top it all, he's got four kids, a wife, a dog, and quite frankly, Simon, I'm exhausted even going through all of that. So welcome to the call.
Thank you very much, Jenny. I've never been called a machine before, heavens above.
You are a machine.
I've spent the day with my boy today. It was his 10th birthday last Monday, my little boy. And we've got ranges from 18, 16, 10, and 8 to the kids. And it was his 10th birthday. Now, the two little ones are homeschooled. And I decided, we're going to take the day off. And this is, I'll talk about my get more done today system. So I've planned it, no worries, got everything done. In fact, I'd planned this week last Friday, Friday evening, and took the day off today. And we were up in the trees at a place called Goape, in a place down here called Bedgebury Pine Eaton, which is a huge forest, and you basically scale up the trees. So I do actually feel like a bit of a robot, but purely because I'm so stiff from acting like a monkey all day, hanging around these trees and going on sort of 100-foot zip wires and things like that. It's just been... I'm actually lying on the bed at the moment with a laptop talking to you, thinking, oh, God, I'm going to have a hot bath in a minute. Oh, good fun.
Hey, well, look, at least you're able to do that, which is what we want to...
Indeed.
Really, what I want to talk about tonight is, the purpose is just to get to the bottom of quite how you manage to get so much done in a day, basically. But before we go into exactly that, can you tell us just a little bit more about why you decided to create the system in the first place? Was there something that triggered it, or was it something that just evolved for you?
Well, it goes sort of way back. Way back when I was just a junior in the advertising world, sort of middle 90s, I suppose. And I remember my boss at the time, a guy called Chris and Julie, and he said, Simon, plan your day the night before. And I thought, yeah, typical, young Terry way of nerves. And he used to hammer it into me, and it was just, okay, well, I'll do it. And I remember starting the next day thinking, great, I wasn't running my own business then. But it's something I just, it's always stuck with me. My diary, and, I've now gone to digital and all the rest of it. But just planning the day the night before was such a big thing for me. Great, I did that. then, 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with an aneurysm, which is basically an enlarged artery, and it's one of the main arteries, and really scared the life out of me. Yeah, it was in my lower thigh, and while I was in hospital, actually, I saw a guy who was opposite me. He was a guy called Frank, probably in his early 80s, quite sprightly, fully with it, and I watched him die. And I don't want to bring a down onto this call, but it was his aneurysm burst, and it was literally 1 minute I was talking to him, next minute, it was like someone had got a bottle of wine and tipped it up, and you watched the red wine run from it. And he literally white as a sheet and slumped down. And it just completely freaked me out. And because I went into the hospital, I mean, I've always, you know, worked very, very hard, very big, run two design companies before, thrived on stress. And seeing this, it scared the life out of me. It really upset me seeing him die. I remember the surgeon, my specialist, then saying, "So now you know why we needed to operate on you. That's why it's so important." Because I was saying, "Oh, yeah, I'll be out of hospital in a week." No, you won't. You'll be taking 2 months off work.
You're not old either, are you? You're pretty young.
I'm 42. No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm 42.
No, you're not old.
You're the youngest. No, it's not old at all. But he said, "You're the youngest patient I've ever done this operation on." I'm regularly checked now. I've got high blood pressure medicine. Anyway, I thought, I need to do something about this. I need to not have this kind of stress, because they say stress is a killer. It's probably one of the number one killers. I don't know all the statistics behind it. Anyway, I thought, I've got to do something about this. I'm passionate about my business. I love it. I'm expanding at a rate of knots. So I thought, what can I do? And I sort of went on my daily life and just thought, but the stress was still there, and it kept knocking at the door, going, "Simon, if you don't do something about this, something's going to, something's got to give." So it was really last year when I had a new goal, and I've started my business, it's going well locally, I want to go from local to global. So I started the TV site last April, and as I think you've seen it, simonjordan.tv, I'm doing a weekly show where I'm showing my marketing hints and tips, this kind of stuff, to how to grow a business fast, all that stuff. And then I created the Simon Jordan Radio Show, which is a podcast, all the rest of it, plus doing my other stuff. And then but how can I fit all this in? I've got a pretty short time each day, with the kids and going to school, picking them up, blah, blah, blah. And now, we've got GCSE period at the moment. Oh, my lordy. It is all full on in the house, I can tell you that. Oh, dear, the stress of the kids. So there's all that going on. So, I work from home. So
yeah. Which isn't easy, is it, when the kids are around? Trying to keep those boundaries is.
I have a sign on the door saying, "On a call." Sorry, say again?
I said my kids are younger, so it's probably a bit different, but, nevertheless, the noise is there.
Well, they know. We bought a big enough house for all the kids. And yes, it does get a bit noisy, but they know when I'm on a call, it's fine. My day starts pretty early. I just get it in at the time. When I'm in the office, and to be honest, with the system I've created, and I'll get onto that in a minute, I get more done in 2 hours now than I did probably in the whole week before. Mm-hmm. But purely because it's being focused, it's prioritizing. And there's a lot of stuff we put on our to-do list that, it's not really that much of a priority. It could be moved forward, but they always say, do today what you can, don't do tomorrow what you could get done today. But really, realistically, look at what you actually need to get done. And this is what I started doing. I got rid of so much stuff that wasn't important. Now, everyone that's listening to this call, I am sure you are not paramedics. You are not needed this second. You're not in life or death moments. But we run our lives and we run our businesses as if, someone's going to die. No one is going to die. There's no fire. So why do we then have everything switched on so that we're being bombarded by phone calls, text messages, tweets, messages on Facebook, emails coming through? And this is what I was finding. I love technology. I love it. I'm a real geek. I love it. If you've seen my offices, we've got a big iMac, two screens, there's a laptop there, and there's a PC in the corner. It looks like a James Bond set. It's ridiculous.
You and I are very different.
I just love it. I love it. I shut myself away in the office, and it's just, hey, here we go, speakers and everything there. But it's my haven. It's my haven. It's my little piece of the world. So what I decided to do, and I put all these little hints and tips, I mean, the ones I'll give tonight is turn off your auto send and receive on your emails. Yeah. Because when you're focusing on something and you've got a deadline or whatever, I mean, I think the deadline is one of the best human inventions ever. And I work best at deadlines. So you're working on something, suddenly, bing, oh, there's another email. Now, you might not go and check it, but there's a part of your brain going, I wonder if it's important. Maybe I should see it. Oh, go and have a look. And then before you know it, oh, there's a joke or something from Bob or whatever. And then you go off and look at that and you surf. And before you know it, oh, time has ticked away. Now, going back to the story of me seeing this guy dying in bed, I don't want to keep going back to that, but it's really made me realize every second counts. You know, you're only here, and I'm not here to preach either, but, you know, you are on the planet once, and every moment counts. And I really looked at this. I really evaluated everything I'm doing. So, okay, I'm not a paramedic, so I'm going to turn off all these bleeps and whatever. I check my email probably 3 times a day. I never check it first thing in the morning. If it's really important, they'll phone me. I've got the office number, and my friends and family, things like that, who would, you know, it's very important if they phone me. They've got my mobile. So I turn off the auto send and receive, because I'm not a paramedic, doesn't need to be to then. And something for your listeners, on your emails, if you use Google or if you use something else, you could put an auto message in, an auto respond message, say, hey, I'm just busy at the moment, I will get back to you within a set amount of time. If it's really urgent, please phone this call. So that's one tip. Another thing was clients were phoning up. Now, I love my clients. I'm passionate about their businesses. This is, you know, what I do, what I do. But when a client phones you up, and could they get to the point quicker? You know, if they're phoning up for a chat, fine. But do it another time. You know, their business is fine, but you, how you run your life, you know, you need to think is, why are you doing your business? I run my business because my family, this is my why. I do what I do because it's my family. I want to have a, you know, hopefully, you know, my aim is in November, we're going to go off to Florida to Disneyland. We're just going to have a ride, go over there, fly on Virgin, have a fantastic trip for a whole week or 10 days. Now, if you have goals in your life, you want certain things for your family, someone phones you up, whatever time of day it is, if it's in your work, you know, your work time, and they're busy chatting. Hi, Jenny, how you doing? What's the weather doing at the moment? You know, whatever. What have you been doing at the weekend? That's fine. But are you earning money at that time? Are you actually getting a job done which will bring in an income? Now, it sounds probably quite brutal, but you've got to look at it in a different way. You've got to change. Because if you have 3-4 calls a day, that could be 2 hours of wasted time gone. And that's 2 hours you will never get back. And if you then have to stay later in the office because you've had, you know, you've been throwing your time away willy-nilly, that's 2 hours of time without, you know, being with your family. So what's important to you? Now, no one on their deathbed said that they wished they'd spent more time in the office. It is so important. And this is something that you've met Paul Evans, a sort of mutual friend. Yeah. He's a guy who lives in Alabama, really lovely guy, and he's incredibly strict on his time. When someone phones him up, he will say, you've got 90 seconds. And when you first hear that, you think, well, that's a bit
rude.
I know,
isn't that amazing?
But you actually think,
you're okay.
Yeah, he does get away with it, but he's now trained. People are probably going to listen to this and think, yeah, but that's really brutal. I don't want to be like that. Okay, well, if you want to give your time away, you want to give time. In fact, you are giving your life away. Because as I'm saying these words, I will never say them again. That's it, gone. That time is lost. So, you know, you feel blessed that people are actually going to listen to this audio, listen to me and spend time, you know, away from whatever they're doing, listening to these audios, listen to you and I talk. But it's time that's ticking away from your life. Now, I don't want to be the bringer of doom or whatever, but life is so precious. I want to give as much time as I can to my family. I love being with them. I want to spend time with my friends. So when I'm at work, I am at work. I'm not there to spend time gossiping with friends. I'll save that for the weekend or the evenings when I'm not at work. But my time is so precious, and you need to change how you are with them. So I'd look at all this, stop the auto send and receive, all this kind of stuff. If someone sends me a text, I'll reply when I am ready. I will reply in my set times during the day. I then looked at clients would say, oh, can you come in for a meeting? And I had one particular client, he would just love having meetings. He would love being busy. And he loved, come in for a meeting, instead of a meet up for a coffee. No, can you send it to me on an email? Oh, Oh, okay. Well, do you want to meet? Well, no, I'm sorry, because what he's doing, the time, I mean, it would be 2 to 3 hours out of my day, but the time I travelled there, spent time with him, and he'd chit-chat away, and it could be, oh, I just need this I need to brief this in, or whatever, I need this bit of marketing doing. I would then come back, then by the time you've settled in back into the office, two, three hours have gone. That's time away from my other clients or focusing on other stuff that's important, my priority. Now, where you can, I suggest you do this. Can they put it on the email? Which means they have to think about what they want to brief you on, what they want to tell you about. That way you can be far more focused. I started to do this and just see how I was getting done. I mean, at the beginning of this year, I started writing my book, Fingers Burnt, and what I was doing, I was setting a timer. I would set my timer on my phone now, and it would count down. The alarm would go off, and I would think, wow, I'm so in the zone, I'm going to set for another hour. I remember one day I kicked all the kids out. They all went out one day, and I lit the fires. It was in the early part of the year. It was in the winter. Lit the fire, put some classical music on, big cup of coffee, and just wrote and wrote and wrote, and I wrote for sort of 6 hours straight. Now, okay, we don't always get those kind of opportunities, but just being so focused, I had nothing on, no email, no text messages, nothing. I unplugged the phone. It was great. I knew everyone was safe. It was fine. And just to have that complete, you know, in the zone, it really was a joy. Mm. So,
I mean, having gone through it myself, it's more of a mindset shift, isn't it?
Yes,
well, it's
definitely.
Certainly a big part of it. Rather than you have to do this now type system. It is, a lot of it is around changing your mindset, and what you provide there is, you know, within the system is some really good information on how to do that. With that experience you had in hospital, you became very clear on what was important for you and what wasn't. And unfortunately for many people, until you have something fairly major happen, you don't value your time as much as you should.
Yeah, well, this is it. You're right. I mean, what I was finding as well, I'd be working late. I'd have gone to this meeting, and it would be a waste of time because he could have put it on the email. But again, it is about training people as well. So I'd then come home, and, you know, I'd be working till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And for my partner, she'd been rushing around all day, and that's time we could have had together. We could have had, you know, quality time together. But I wasn't, because someone had taken that time away from me during the day. So I couldn't then dedicate that time to my partner. Now, that is unfair, really. But I'm now having adopted that attitude where, no, my time is precious. And I have to say, time is money. You know, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, but time is all money and stuff. It's not all about money. No, it's not all about money. But you know what? When you have money, you can then do things with it. You have choices. You know, if you don't have money, who are you good for? You know, you can't give to charity. You can't help other people. So when you focus, think, okay, this is my time in the office. I'm doing this because I want to bring in an income, because I want to help such and such. I want to help my family. I want to do whatever. But if you're giving your time away and other people are using and abusing your time, you can't. You're no good for anybody. So, but going back to my system, so it's called the Get More Done Today system, and I basically developed it into 4 parts. Because I created this system just for me. To be honest, it was just for me. I trained as a coach because I was fascinated by my mind. So there's a little bit of NLP in there as well, you know, the neuro-linguistic program, and how to change your mindsets and change your communication as well. And I thought, I need a system. I used to be all over the place. I mean, my desk looked like a squirrel had a fit in there. It was just paperwork everywhere. But I can't run my life like this. It was literally, it was like someone had come in with a gun armed with squirrels and then fired them at them and had just gone. It was horrible. It really was. So I thought, right, clear all that out, sort out my head, sort out how I approach my work, my day-to-day. And now, when I go into the office now at the beginning of the day, I feel utterly in control. It is such a lovely feeling. I don't think, oh, I've got this to do, I've got that to do. No, because I have planned it all.
Yeah.
Now, some people listening to this might think, oh, you're so anal, Simon, or whatever. Why aren't you spontaneous? Well, people who can be truly spontaneous who are people who have got their other stuff planned.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you don't have that worry about, oh, I need to do such and such. Oh, I need to be at work. I need to do that. You can go, I have choice now. I've got freedom because I've got stuff done. I've got my finances sorted out or whatever. Right, I have now got this moment to be spontaneous, to do whatever I want. And that's true spontaneity. I think when you've got that complete freedom, when you know that you are in, there's other parts of your life that you're in control of, so you can be in the moment and enjoying it. I mean, today, son and I just, we very, very rarely with all the kids get time just to him and I together. And it was just such a special time. And we did some of the crazy stuff today, as well as jumping around. Yeah, but it was planned. But during the day as well, just, oh, right, tell you what, we've got a spare hour. Let's go and do this now. And he had an absolute whale of a time. He's tucked up in bed now, snoring away. He's exhausted. But to have that freedom, to have that control. And I remember, you know, a couple of years when I was starting to mind my business, 2 years ago, I remember just thinking, this is really, really hard. I remember literally head in my hands with tears in my eyes going, can this get any harder? I'm trying to do so much. The stress levels are going up. And that's when I decided, no, I've got to do something about this. I'm the one that can do this. I can control. No one else can come in and sort out my paperwork for me because I'm the only one who knows about it. So I developed the system. It's in four parts. The first one is basically about creating your goals. The goals I set last year, I achieved way before the end of the year. I was amazed how quickly I did it. And that was to become more of an international speaker.
So they weren't small goals, really, either, were they?
No, they weren't. I mean, I was just sort of, wow. I did a video from San Diego thinking, I've actually made it. I'm now an international speaker. It was incredible. That was in March. But I'd been booked, I think, October last year. And my goal beginning of last year was by the end of the year to have been booked to speak in the States. So going back to part one, next is basically on my system, it's how to create and hit your goals every time. And what I did, I created an audio, because other people are asking me about this, and I thought, okay, I need to do something that I can then help spread the word, to show them that this system works. What I am doing, I can replicate to give to other people. So on part one, it's an audio download and a worksheet as well, which it shows you what you need to be doing. So you've got your yearly goal, 6 monthly goals, and then weekly goals. Because you then, if you give them to aim at, it's easy to work to. You go, right, by this week, I will have done X. And you keep that in mind. By the end of this month, I will have done X. By the year, I will have achieved this. And I talk about audio. Two is something I've been using for years. And it's my day planner. And it's just planning your day and how I break it down every half an hour, morning till evening. Then I've got a list of calls you need to make. Then you've got your priority list, 1 to 10. Anything above 10 is not a priority. You shift it to the other day. And sometimes I plan to. I mean, this week I've already planned up to Wednesday. I know what I'm doing those days, and I know what to slot in. And it, just to have that freedom, it's great. I know what I'm doing. You know, it's only evening TV, or you can go and do something because you know you've got it all planned. And it's just such a great feeling.
So, Simon, is this something that you literally decision to do and you went ahead and did it, or is it something that you had to train yourself over time to do it? Because if you're going from the squirrel analogy on your desk to suddenly being able to plan your day step by step by step and stick to it, was it a process or was it a decision and it was done?
It was, I think, I look back at all the things that happened in my life. It came to a point where I've got to do something, and it's just, you know, they say a decision is literally a click of your fingers, and it's in a heartbeat. That's when you go, enough is enough. I can't take this anymore. So it had been building up, and it was constantly in the back of my mind, but it's just procrastination, really. If you're not doing it, it's just talk. So I have been building up lots of things. I believe in life, if you're not doing something that's going to cause a lot of pain, it will keep knocking at your door until you finally go, okay, I've heard you. Please come in, and then you do something about it. You know, this is. Some people think, well, I mean, this for me, it was a really serious thing. I felt like it was a life or death. I've got to do something about this. Other people think, well, they didn't life or death, but for me, it was. So, I then created something that I know would work for me, and I'd already done the mindset. I'd already sort of sorted that out, and I'd already looked at the communication. So It was just doing about the goal setting and do the planning, the day-to-day planning.
Yeah.
And then when other people, my clients or whatever, and I started to talk about, well, you should try doing it this way, try doing it, and they were coming back to me going, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Why don't you do this into a system? And I remember I was at a seminar, and people were talking about how they get more, how can they get some pay, and how can you be more time effective? And I sort of said, well, I do this, 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 and this. And they were like, wow. And it was sort of a light bulb moment. Right. So many people keep saying, why don't you put this into a system? I then created a system.
Yeah. I have to say, for me, you talked about the day planners a bit there as part of the system, and that, to me, is brilliant. It's so simple. This is the thing. The system is so simple, and yet it's not something I've done myself. Mm. So to have this in front of me every day is just and to know that I have to do it the night before, it has made a real difference, because there's nothing in this that's rocket science, is it? But it's just structured. It's putting that structure.
It is about having structure. Yeah.
You know, even having the right, having a piece of paper in front of you, typed out for you, with the lines that you have to write. What you're doing that day, to me, made a massive difference. And I'm
brilliant.
Quite sure for the rest of your clients that's been part of it as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I got two, I won't read them out today on the call, but two amazing testimonials. One from Christine Baker, who you know.
Yeah.
Another guy who runs a technology company, he sort of creates inventions and this kind of stuff, and he's got all these sort of gadgets, weird torches and whatnot. And he bought the system. He found me on social media. He's bought the system and just wrote an amazing testimony about he's got a family. He's trying to juggle. He's got so many plates spinning in the air. And even with 1 week gone past of him using my system, he said it's amazing the difference. And I'd still take a step back going, incredible. I'm really pleased that people are using it. I still can't believe that actually people are. I've just something I needed to do for myself that other people are now using. I'm stunned. I'm really, really pleased it's helping. So,
well, I can certainly testify as well. In fact, I haven't really linked the two, but I actually sat down today and planned the rest of my year in detail.
Wow. Brilliant.
Which I haven't done. And it's been it's definitely been triggered by getting this system. And yes, I knew I kind of had to put my goals down, but to actually, you know, get a very big piece of paper and mind map everything that I'm going to be doing for the rest of the year, that's something I've been meaning to do for the last probably year and a half.
Brilliant. Oh, that's really, really good. Really
so
good.
Thank you for that. Well, I mean, it really has made a difference.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. I'm really, really pleased. And then just going back to the system again, and there was the fourth part about communication, which, you know, I think we've all suffered from this. And it was just how you go into your business, and a lot of people say, oh, I'm really untidy, or I won't get this done, or I'm going to be late again, or, I mean, I'm sure you've experienced that, Jenny, if you know, it's just the self-talk, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
But I've done it. You know, I'm not going to be out here. It's done. Listen, I don't have enough time in my day. And it was little things like that, those off-the-cuff remarks, all build up and they become real.
Yeah.
And I was regularly saying, I can't do this. I'm stressed. I'm not going to be able to do it. And I used to get anxiety attacks, awful. Just I'm not going to be able to get it all done. And I was starting to dread my Sunday nights. In fact, my Sunday worry about the week was coming, it would probably start just before lunch. I was thinking, oh, going to the afternoon now and then, you know, here
that's
we go.
That's when you know you haven't got things right, when Sunday nights become an issue. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, and it is that communication. You've got to start saying to yourself, you know, I will get it done, and go at it in a sense of calm. Because when you're saying, I'm not going to get it all done, well, that's just stress. It's build-up, and it's acid in your system, and you start to feel, and, you know, you're not nice to be around. The kids are saying, oh, here he goes. Daddy's got his Sunday head on. Oh, just horrible. And it permeates out through the household. You know, I couldn't shut myself in a room to be away from everyone. I just couldn't deal with the stress and thinking about what I've got to do for that week. And it was to do not just the planning, but it was to do with my communication, what I was saying to myself about, I'm not going to be able to cope with this. I'm not going to be able to do this. And it was just, I can't do this, I can't do it. And well, we've all heard the saying, you know, Henry Ford, if you think you can, you think you can't. But it is so true.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. That's how your mind works as well. I mean, it's fact.
Absolutely. So I put this section in there. It was the final bit about how you communicate with yourself. So it's like creating an audio just to show people and show my clients that change your communication, and it just makes such a massive difference. It's just a touch on that slightly. I went in my late 20s. I was drinking drugs and all. It was a really, really bad time. And I ballooned to, I think it was 315 pounds. I think it was very, very large. Anyway. Lost it all, made a change in my life, got off the drink, drugs, everything else, lost all the weight. It was over an 18-month period and finally ran the marathon and got myself sorted and clean. But one thing, I was getting really, really bad night's sleeps. I kept waking up, I couldn't get a bad sleep. I was just insomnia, I was a mess. I might have been healthy, but I wasn't sleeping properly. And you know why? Because of my communication. Yeah. I kept saying, oh, I don't sleep well. Oh, I'm terrible sleeping. Oh, I'm terrible. Yeah, here we go. It's every morning. Oh, another bad night's sleep. Oh, I knew I wouldn't sleep well. And you, before you go to bed at night, oh, I'm going to have another bad sleep tonight as well. And sure enough, every night. So, yeah, it's true, isn't it?
My communication to myself is around lateness.
But it's so incredibly powerful. And we make all these little off-the-cuff remarks. And I say to people, some of my clients, would you talk to your kids that way? And they say, well, what do you mean? Would you talk to your kids like that? Would you say, you're forgetful, you're lazy, you're silly, you're clumsy? No, of course I wouldn't. But why do you say it to yourself then? Because every time you say these bits of communication to yourself, it doesn't matter how off the cuff they are, how whimsical or whatever you might think, they go into your subconscious, and your subconscious is there not to say, well, hang on a minute, it won't argue back. It will take them on board. And if you say something enough, it sticks. So I was saying to myself, oh, I couldn't sleep. And lo and behold, I wasn't. So I decided, once I sort of learned these skills, I started to say to myself, with belief, yes, you know what, I sleep brilliantly. It didn't happen instantly, but literally within the space of a week, I was starting to sleep really well because I believed in it. Even things now, if someone says, oh, can you remember the name of such and such? I don't say, oh, I can't remember. Because that I can't remember, you are telling yourself you can't remember. So I say, slip my mind, but I'll think of it in a minute. And I tell you, as sure as eggs is eggs, the name comes up or whatever it might be, whatever the question might be. So it works. And that was part of the fourth part of the system. And it just all comes together. And for me, it is working like a dream.
Works.
And the people my clients and people who've got the system, it just... I'm bowled over. I really am. I'm really, really impressed with the success of this. So
fantastic.
I'm doing some good in the world.
You absolutely are. I can vouch for that. So just to recap, the system, it's a four-part system. It's based around the actual goal setting to start with, getting very clear on that, both annually, six-month, month, weekly, down to a day.
Monthly, weekly,
And the second
part. And I'll show you
how
there's an audio in there as well.
Yeah. And the second part's all around the actual day planning and the template for that and exactly how that should be structured. And then you do some work on the mindset and your communication with yourself. So it's a really solid all-round system, isn't it? I mean, it covers everything.
Okay.
And clearly it does because people are getting the results. So, Simon, in terms of the investment in this system, if somebody wanted to go out there and get it tonight, I mean, it's...
Oh, it's absolutely fortunes. Absolutely fortunes.
what do you get off for my listeners?
I'll ask you a question. If you could have more time during your day, if you could stop the stress, this really sounds like a bad sales thing, but it's not.
Are you going to tell me to type a number?
Talk on them out of the air. Here we go. No, but if someone said to you, Jenny, I can stop you feeling so stressful. I can give you control over your lists. I can get you on Sunday night thinking, great, you know what, kids? Tonight we're going to go out to the Pizza Express or we're going to go and see the cinema or whatever because you know that you've got your week planned. You know you've got your month planned. Now, yes, eventually, things do pop up, but when you have enough, when you control, you can allow for that. You go, oh, it's fine, that's popped up. I can do this, I've got an hour to spare or whatever. But how much would you pay if someone said, you can have control back in your business? You know, what would that be worth to you? Your planning, your peace of mind, your time with your family. I mean, I'd say that's priceless.
Well, it's kind of invaluable, really, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
You can pluck a number out, and it would be a good few $100,
yeah,
I would say.
Definitely. Well, I mean, if someone said to me a year ago, how much would you pay for more time with your family and peace of mind and not have that Sunday head, I'd pay thousands.
Well, yeah,
more.
I mean, when you
but
put
no,
it like
I'm not,
that,
it,
you would pay thousands.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, it's time with the family. You'll never get it back again. But go to the normal price is $148. That's the regular price of this. But for
US
very
dollars.
Limited time only.
Yeah,
US dollars. Yeah, because
yeah.
I put it in dollars because it's selling all over the place. Really, it's $47. That's under $50. $47.
Wow.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
That's
I think
fantastic.
That's 20 odd quid. It's really cheap.
That's
in
ridiculous.
Pounds, it's very very. Yeah, I know, but it's just, to be honest, I want as many people to get it so they can then sort themselves out and go, great, I'm making a difference. You know, it's just, it's fabulous.
Fantastic.
So that's the idea.
Okay, that's
yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, $47 it is, it's just a limited time only.
And in terms of where people go to get this, if you go to www.mygetmoredonetoday.com, that's www.mygetmoredonetoday.com, and then they'll have instant access, presumably. Is that what happens?
Yeah,
or
you'll see a little video of me on there, and then you just basically put your details in there. You go through to a page, and it's all there. It's download it, and simple as that. You literally pay. It's PayPal, so you can simple, and you can start downloading it. As soon as it's gone through, you then get the page, and you can download it and start to use it straight away. Simple as that. And you can have
brilliant.
Control again.
That's fantastic. Well, Simon, thank you so much for your time tonight. I hope you scheduled us in. I'm sure you did.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
That's brilliant. I mean, in terms of, you know, like I said earlier, I know personally how much you get done through our mastermind group. And, yeah, you're definitely a big inspiration for me. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Always kind words, thank you.
Pleasure, and thank you for giving your time to the listeners today. All right, Simon, well, enjoy the rest of your evening. You can go and collapse in a heap now after climbing trees. and I wish you every success with this system with other people as well.
And you too, Jenny. Thank you very much.
Okay, take it easy. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Bye then. Bye.